more than 200 points, or nearly 1%. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the United States Postal Service, dedicated to putting reliability at the core of USPS Ground Advantage to help businesses operate smoothly. More at usps.com/groundadvantage. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. That's the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra, led by Eric Kunzel, with violinist Robert McDuffie, and a piece by composer Edward Gartner called The Viennese Melody, here on Kansas Public Radio. It's good to be with you. I'm Jeff Watson. Classical music continues as we get into Wednesday afternoon. This hour brings us the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra, and a little bit later, a gorgeous concertino for bassoon and orchestra by composer Emanuel Ferrari, and a visit from the Chicago Gargoyle Brass, and a festival overture by Otto Nicolai in just about 15 minutes' time. Right now, the New York Philharmonic is conducted by Leonard Bernstein for our next performance, and it's music from that category of pieces inspired while the composer was on vacation. In this case, Tchaikovsky, and the vacation he took was to Rome in May of 1880, where he took in the architecture, the local vibe, and the beautiful Italian music, which all inspired the following Capriccio Italien. Here's the New York Philharmonic on Kansas Public Radio. An energetic finish to the Capriccio Italien, a suite written by Tchaikovsky after a vacation in Rome in 1880, and performed there by the New York Philharmonic, conducted by Leonard Bernstein on Kansas Public Radio. It is 12:26. Thanks for being with us on a Wednesday afternoon. The BBC Philharmonic Orchestra joining us in a few minutes with a concertino for bassoon and orchestra by Armano Wolf Ferrari. A lovely piece still to come. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living, working with individuals, families, and communities to promote independent living skills and individual choice to persons with disabilities. More information at rcilinc.org. Right now on the KU campus, it is 79 degrees with a little light rain. Warming up today to about 88 with mostly cloudy skies, as well as a 50% chance of further showers and storms before about 2 this afternoon. This evening we have a 30% chance of showers. Skies cloudy, lows around 70 degrees. Looks like a 60% chance of more showers for tomorrow with highs again in the mid-80s. Next on KPR, we're in the company of the players of the Chicago Gargoyle Brass Company. And this is some music from German romantic composer Otto Nicolai, author of The Merry Wives of Windsor. This one is an ecclesiastical festival overture on A Mighty Fortress Is Our God on Kansas Public Radio. That applause for the Chicago Gargoyle Brass and Organ Company with the Ecclesiastical Festival Overture on A Mighty Fortress Is Our God, put together by composer Otto Nicolai on Kansas Public Radio. 12:36 now, and NPR News awaiting us at the top of the hour with classics to enjoy until 3 this afternoon. We're live. We're local. KPRE is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org. Join us for the 780 Songwriter Circle, presented by the Lawrence Public Library, KPR, and the Lawrence Music Alliance, hosted by Chris Mola, featuring local artists Matt Pryor of the Get Up Kids, Heidi Gluck, and Chris Crissy of the Appleseed Cast, at the Lawrence Public Library, September 9th at 6 p.m. We have next the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra, and something for you from the Italian composer Emanuel Wolf Ferrari that he wrote in 1933. This is a very lovely sweet concertino in F major for bassoon and orchestra. Here is the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra with the bassoon played by Karen Geoghegan, next on KPR. And so ends that sweet concertino for bassoon and orchestra in F major, written in 1933 by Italian composer Ermanno Walferrari, and played by the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra, with bassoon played by Karen Geoghegan on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, where it is now almost 1 p.m. Stay tuned next for NPR News. The next hour of classical music will bring us, among other things, a fantasy on two Flemish folk songs from Belgian composer Auguste de Beck. We have music by Brahms, Charles Hubert Perry, and Cécile Chaminade all ahead in the next hour of classical music. Hope you can stay with us a bit longer. It is 81 here on the KU campus, warming up to 89, with mostly cloudy skies and a 50% chance of further showers and storms. 30% chance of showers and rain tonight, with cloudy skies, a low of 71, 60% chance of showers for Thursday. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. All things considered today, from 3 to 7 p.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and online at kansaspublicradio.org.
This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance, where drivers can bundle and customize their home and auto insurance in one place with the goal of protecting what matters most. Coverage options at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Beginning with Brahms in our 1 p.m. hour of classical music, we heard the Seventh Hungarian Dance in F major, and that recording of the London Symphony Orchestra led by Antal Doradi on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon. Welcome back. I'm Jeff Watson, and classical music continues on a Wednesday afternoon. This 1 p.m. hour brings us the Leonore Piano Trio, and they've got a gorgeous piano trio by English composer Charles Hubert Perry. And then later, a French concert piece for piano and orchestra music by Cécile Chaminade. All just ahead. The BRT Philharmonic of Brussels, they've got our next performance, led by Alexander Rabari, and from a composer we don't get to hear too often, Auguste de Beck of Belgium, a fantasy on two Flemish folk songs, next on Kansas Public Radio. From Belgian composer Auguste de Beck, a fantasy on two Flemish folk songs, with the BRT Philharmonic of Brussels, conducted by Alexander Rabari, here on Kansas Public Radio. 15 minutes in to our 1 p.m. hour of the classics. In the second half of the hour, we'll bring you the Orchestra of Radio Luxembourg, and from French composer Cécile Chaminade, her concert piece for piano and orchestra, still to come on a Wednesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, where experts connect across a constellation of campuses and disciplines, seeking breakthroughs to address complex health, safety, and economic challenges affecting people everywhere. Details at kansas.ku.edu. 50% chance of more showers and storms for the afternoon. It is 81 currently on the KU campus, warming up to 89 today. Tonight, 30% chance of showers with a low of 71. There's a 60% chance of showers for tomorrow. We'll begin this hour of music with Brahms. One who was a great studier of the works of Brahms was English composer Charles Hubert Perry of the late 19th century, and we have now a little bit of his chamber music, written in 1878, music composed with passion, ingenuity, and some highly appealing melody. This is Perry's Piano Trio No. 1 in E minor with the Leonore Piano Trio on KPR. Composed in 1878, Piano Trio No. 1 in E minor by English composer Charles Hubert Perry. Played for us today by the Leonore Piano Trio on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, where it is now almost 1:42, and at the top of the hour, Well, that'll be our next NPR News update, and we've got classics until 3 p.m. Be sure to join us for the 780 Songwriter Circle, presented by the Lawrence Public Library, KPR, and the Lawrence Music Alliance, hosted by Chris Mola. Featuring local artists Matt Pryor of the Get Up Kids, Heidi Gluck, and Chris Crissy of the Appleseed Cast, at the Lawrence Public Library, September 9th at 6 p.m. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living, providing peer counseling, advocacy, and independent living skills training to promote individual choice to persons with disabilities. Details at rcilinc.org. Next up is a little piece for piano and orchestra by the French pianist and composer Cécile Chaminade. She was born just outside of Paris in 1857, and although she was born into a musical family, taking first piano lessons from her mother, her father still considered it improper for a woman of her class to become a composer. But he relented somewhat later on, allowing her to study with members of the Paris Conservatory, including Georges Bizet, who became a big champion of her working career. In 1913, she was awarded the Legion of Honor, the first female composer in France to earn that distinction. Here is her concert piece for piano and orchestra with the Orchestra of Radio Luxembourg, led by Louis de Fremond, with pianist Rosario Marciano on KPR. Concert piece for piano and orchestra by French composer Cécile Chaminade, and played by the Orchestra of Radio Luxembourg, conducted by Louis de Fremond, with pianist Rosario Marciano on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Almost 2 p.m. now. Stay tuned next for NPR News. More classics await us in the next hour, which begins with music of Mozart from the very first opera ever composed by him, Apollo and Hyacinthus. There'll be a little musical tribute to Antonio Vivaldi and a gorgeous English sinfonietta with the Bournemouth Sinfonietta. We've got much more wonderful music still to come. Thanks for being with us here on a Wednesday afternoon. Hope you can stick around a little while longer right here on Kansas Public Radio.
Morning Edition, NPR News.
Morning Edition, weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for news on KPR comes from Salinas Stiefel Theater, presenting three bands in one evening, Men at Work, Toad the Wet Sprocket, and Shonen Knife, Monday, August 10th, stiefeltheater.org.
NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from DuckDuckGo, a private search engine and browser. DuckDuckGo believes AI should be optional and private. Now with Duck.ai, users can chat privately with AI. Learn more at Duck.ai. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. That was Mozart, and some very early Mozart, the overture to the first opera he composed at about age 12 or so, the overture to Apollo and Hyacinthus, with Barry Wordsworth leading Capelli Istropolitana on Kansas Public Radio, your place for NPR News, classical music as well, and I'm Jeff Watson, with the latter to share it until 3 this afternoon. Between now and then, we'll have a visit from the Moscow String Quartet and Music for Strings by Alexander Borodin, and a beautiful English sinfonietta by Ernest John Morand, also still to come, here on a Wednesday afternoon. Thanks for being with us. Continuing with the Veneto Philharmonic Orchestra, led by conductor Peter Mach, here is something from a Italian composer born in the late 19th century, Gianfrancesco Malipiero, who was a great student of early Italian music from the time of Monteverdi and Frescobaldi, and also edited just about all of Antonio Vivaldi's major concertos. In 1952, he wrote this orchestral homage to Vivaldi called Vivaldiana. Here's the Veneto Philharmonic on Kansas Public Radio. one Italian composer paying tribute to another in that suite by composer Gianfrancesco Malipiero Vivaldiana, a rearrangement of some popular tunes by Vivaldi made in 1952 and performed today by the Veneto Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Peter Mack on Kansas Public Radio, where it is now 2:24. Still to come in the second half of the hour is the Bournemouth Sinfonietta and a English Sinfonietta by Ernest John Moran, quite lovely and on the way in just under 10 minutes here on a Wednesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Kansas State Fiddling and Picking Championships, promoting American folk music with the annual event in Lawrence's South Park, open to the public on Sunday, August 23rd. Details at fidpick.org. On the KU campus, cloudy skies and 82 degrees, warming up to 89 today. 30% chance of some more showers for the afternoon, as well as a 30% chance of showers this evening. Lows tonight around 70. A good chance of rain tomorrow as well. We have a 60% chance of showers for tomorrow morning and afternoon. Highs around 88. Something for you next by Alexander Borodin. Here's the Moscow String Quartet, Borodin's String Sextet in D minor, for you on Kansas Public Radio. The Moscow String Quartet and Friends, bringing us a string sextet in D minor, composed by Alexander Borodin, on Kansas Public Radio. 2:33 now at 3 p.m. It'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. And there's a bit more classical music for you tonight in store for you between the hours of 7 and 9 p.m. Thanks for being with us on a Wednesday afternoon. Be sure to join us for the 780 Songwriter Circle, presented by the Lawrence Public Library, KPR, and the Lawrence Music Alliance, hosted by Chris Mola, featuring local artists Matt Pryor of the Get Up Kids, Heidi Gluck, and Chris Crissy of the Appleseed Cast, at Lawrence Public Library, September 9th at 6 p.m. Also, as you know, Kansas is going to hold its primary election on August 4th, and with more than 20 candidates for governor in the U.S. Senate, it can be hard to keep track. We asked each of the candidates to record a pitch especially for KPR listeners, and you can hear them at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. Be informed and vote. We've got one more performance for you in this 2 p.m. hour, the Bournemouth Sinfonietta, as music by English composer Ernest John Moran. Something that he wrote in 1944 and dedicated to fellow composer Arthur Bliss. We'll listen to Moran's Sinfonietta. The Bournemouth Sinfonietta and conductor Norman Del Mar have the performance here on Kansas Public Radio. Composed in 1944, the Sinfonietta by Ernest John Moran, played by the Bournemouth Sinfonietta under conductor Norman Del Mar, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it's now almost 3 p.m. and about time for me to say good afternoon to you. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for joining me for classical music on a Wednesday afternoon. I'll have more for you at noon tomorrow. Keep it tuned to KPR for All Things Considered. Plus, a little bit more classical music for you this evening between 7 and 9 p.m. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Cautiously optimistic about turning the tide in the midterms.
We have to at least try. And what frustrates me is I see too many electeds that are afraid to try because they're more worried about getting reelected.
I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. We take you to Michigan, where Democrats are weighing two for a critical Senate seat. That story on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered just ahead here on Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for All Things Considered on KPR comes from Kansas State University, where researchers develop science-based solutions to conserve and manage water resources. More information at k-state.edu.